You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori Lewis, the director, on another episode of The Director's Take. And I'm already chuckling about this individual who's in studio with me today. Mr. Everett Monroe is with me. And actually, I have to give him credit for the graphics for The Director's Take. All the graphics you see with my guest pictures on them, he does all of that. And anytime I have a question regarding technology, graphics, Photoshop, et cetera, he's my go-to. And the reason he's in the studio is we were having a conversation the other day, and I was like, wow, people, it was really about, what was it, music and, no, miking individuals up during ceremonies. And I was like,
The technical experience,
background info for weddings. And I was like, you really need to come on the podcast. So Everett has a plethora of jobs, but like I said, I appreciate him because he's my go-to. Whenever I have a question, I can text him. And so I just want to give him an opportunity to introduce himself because I know I'll get all the information wrong. So I'll let him introduce himself and then we'll get into the info that you guys want to hear in regards to planning for your wedding. Hello, Everett.
How you doing? Good afternoon. I think I'm going to have you be my publicist.
Okay.
When I blow up.
All right.
Yeah.
I will. At least I can write the content.
No, you're going to do everything.
Okay.
I can't. Okay. I don't know what to say.
I owe ever. You so much. So you got
I never know what to say.
Okay.
I'll get myself in trouble.
Okay. Don't get in trouble. But no, what's your background? Your expertise is in sound. You're a sound engineer. We met through, you know, Oak Grove AME Church for sure. Mm-hmm. He's a sound engineer. He knows his stuff. Intelligent young man, knows his stuff. In regards to sound, video, you know, I talked to you about even doing the podcast. You've been giving me advice on how to expand beyond the podcast and to build my brand.
Absolutely.
That's what you do.
Well, it started off at sound engineering and then I ventured off into graphic design. And it's kind of hard to stay in one lane without, mm-hmm. even if you're not, you know, mastering, so to speak, each variable when it comes to the technical world, it's hard not to venture off. So from the audio engineering came graphic design work and those types of things. And then I got into video editing. I don't like photography and I don't like recording the video, but doing the editing is actually pretty fun.
Okay.
So that's me. I've done sound engineering, worship house sound engineering,
okay.
Theater, concert, you know, role,
that's right.
That type of thing. So that's me. I'm here.
On top of everything else you do. So it's just one of your jobs.
Yeah. So what you got for me?
Okay. So in regards to, again, I'm going to try and remember because my brain can freeze sometimes. But I remember we were talking about mics during ceremony. So
mm-hmm.
We usually, in my experience with weddings, we always mic the officiant.
Right.
But in our conversation, you brought up the fact that we can also, or we have the capability of miking the bride and or the groom.
Right. What I found is, I'll take it a step back. I did a wedding maybe a month ago, and there were a lot of people who couldn't make it, elderly people. So she did a recording of the full, you know, everything from when she left the hotel, you know, wedding reception, she did everything. But she wanted to make sure that they were able to actually hear what she was saying and what was going on, not just the officiant.
Okay. At the ceremony.
Right.
Okay.
So what we did was we mic'd everybody. We mic'd the best man, the maid of honor, the groom, and the bride. So and it went well.
Okay.
It was my second time doing it, but you know, you're just doing a placement, making sure things are right based upon the dress, that type of thing, and how we can make it so that if it's not completely invisible, it can be edited.
Got it.
When it comes to the photography.
And this is just the audio, this not the video.
Well, this is so the video will be great because you'll have generally, if you have a good video technician, they'll want a record feed from the main board because you're getting everything. You're getting all the inputs, keyboard, anything that's mic'd, you get that feed. Mm-hmm. And you can pick them up with ambient mics and boom mics and that type of thing, but it's a lot easier to come straight off the board.
Got it.
So with that, you want to be able to hear the I do's and the vows and all of that kind of stuff. So I found that just a straight lapel mic is, you know, it works wonders.
Okay. So for those of you that are listening and not sure of all that, whatever it's referring to specifically, we're speaking at least in churches that have the sound system, the soundboard. A lot of the churches are going to, I don't know the technical term, but he's talking about the actual soundboard at a church. And so even though you may have contracted a videographer, which is great, he's saying that most videographers want the actual feed.
They want the video, the audio feed.
The audio feed
their videos
through the church's system versus their own system.
Right.
And they do have a way so the actual videographer can tap into that system without messing with the church's system at all. Okay.
Ultimately, what you want to do several weeks probably when you are solidifying where your wedding is going to take place is you want to have a conversation with the technical director and determine what capabilities that venue has. Because even if you're not in a worship house, certain hotels and those types of venues, outdoor venues, you can bring in your own audio company to do that. And you want to let them know, I want to be mic'd. I want to, whatever it is that you think is best for you, you want to discuss that so that everybody's on the same page and that it's not a shock. Because although we can do it on the fly, it really annoys us when we have to do things on the fly.
Absolutely.
So you definitely want to have a conversation if possible. Connect your vendors together so, you know, we can talk to the videographer or talk to the photographer because lighting, it plays a part. If your venue has a certain lighting package available to you, that's good to know because it also can save you money if you're using the venue's lighting as opposed to someone having to bring in a bunch of lighting. So you definitely want to make sure that you're communicating and being thorough and checking to see what's available.
That's awesome advice. I appreciate that coming from you because when I talk to couples, I'm always like, I need to meet with the vendors, especially if they're getting married at Oak Grove where I'm the wedding coordinator. Mm-hmm. They can't come the day of and I need to give them the instructions. I need you to either come to rehearsal or you can make an appointment with me a couple weeks prior, a couple days prior, but the day of is too late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The wedding rehearsal, I do wedding rehearsals quite a bit. And 70% of the time, the wedding rehearsal turns out to be a wedding plan. They're planning the wedding when they should be rehearsing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they haven't properly prepared for what's going to happen and what should happen and what I want. I know it's one of those situations where you're not totally solid on what it is that you want, but I would rather you throw it out there so it could be at least in the back of my mind as opposed to just, you know, coming all at once. Because it may be something that I need to bring from home or it may be something that we're using for a different event.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm the technical director at Oak Grove, but I'm also the director of technology at Hope United Methodist Church in Southfield. Mm-hmm. And commonly we'll have three or four different events going on in one day. So we need to know what you need because I may need to do something different so that I can accommodate the wedding.
Absolutely.
So it's always good to communicate and it doesn't hurt. And if you run into an issue where they don't want to communicate, they don't want to sit down and have a meeting, then 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to have a problem. Because it's impossible to have a wedding without hitch with no communication.
Correct. Now, in regards, you know, I know we've talked about video and mics, but in regards to music, you know, used to be put music on a CD, track one, track two. Mm-hmm. But now I've got a lot of couples who they have a playlist.
Right.
And what's better? Or is one better than the other? Or
well, not necessarily. I mean, as far as audio quality, if you give me a MP3, that's always going to be easier. If you have newer equipment, that type of thing, put it on a flash drive. If you have a venue that works well with, say, Apple Music, mm-hmm. and they can import a playlist, that'll work as well. But again, it's a matter of talking to your engineer to see what they prefer.
Right.
Some engineers prefer certain things. You have some old school guys that they want the CD.
They want the CDs, yep.
I prefer to do what we call shadowing, where I'll start the CD and I'll have the MP3 going as well. So if one fails, within maybe a couple second glitch, I can keep it moving and we can recover.
I love that. Though, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
that's what I prefer to do.
Okay.
Because I've had equipment fail on major scales. I've had music fail on small. Mm-hmm. You know, liturgical dance, sometimes, I don't know why, but it's notorious for the liturgical dance ministries in churches, period.
Their music doesn't work?
The music just doesn't work. And sometimes they wear the CD out. They'll play it 5 or 6 times, rehearsing, and it'll give you the same CD. And it'll have scratches and things on it. And so.
Okay. You always have the backup.
Yeah. I prefer to do that.
Nice. I didn't even know that. Okay. The other thing is now churches, and I think Hope has it too, right? Where they have the video monitors.
Yes.
They have video monitors as well.
Yes.
I know that Oak Grove allows couples to utilize those monitors to show pictures. Mm-hmm. Videos. Have you experienced videos yet on those? I haven't had a request for a video. And the main thing I've had is just pictures. So how do they give those to you? It's not just a PowerPoint anymore, right?
No. What you want to do is you want to, again, it always goes back to communicating with your technical director to find out if he wants you to just make the video. And basically you'll some type of montage and it'll be in MP3 form, MP4 format or mm-hmm. MOV format. Those are typically the industry standard MP4, MOV. Mm-hmm. You'll see if you give him the pictures and he creates it, whatever he prefers. A lot of times that'll be an extra cost, but whatever works best. And you can have video clips within a montage. I do that quite often where you'll have, you know, pictures scrolling and then it'll fade into something that was caught on a camera phone. And, you know, that's perfectly acceptable. But okay. You also want to make sure you're speaking with the administration for your building, particularly if you're doing a worship house, because certain things can't be played. So it may be something that you've seen. It's okay, but they may deem inappropriate. And some churches are more sensitive than others.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that you are dealing with that.
Correct. Respectful.
Absolutely.
Respectful. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. So you've talked a lot of technical. That's good. Now, can you recall any specific weddings or events you did where this was like really, you were like, oh, this is really nice. Or another event, you were like, yeah, this didn't work well, and this is something they should have done. And
well,
you can recall a real life event, basically, example.
There was a wedding, and the bride was the daughter of an affluent couple, And they, in their mind, had everything together, but in all actuality, nothing was together. So.
Okay, be specific.
No, I'm not going to be okay. Specific.
It was during the ceremony.
It was just the entire package.
Okay.
It was not put together well as far as the communication is concerned. So your sound engineer, I didn't know what was going on. I had not spoke with the soloist. I had not spoke with the musicians.
Okay.
No music was given, no cues. A lot of music comes with cues. Those types of things you have to know. There was no one there to tell me when to change, when to fade in, fade out, all of that. And you have a wedding with all of these people there, and it's mass chaos. And on top of that was the arrogance. And it's like, well, this kind of is your fault. So,
oh, you got blamed for it all?
No, not necessarily. I didn't get blamed, but they were very short.
Okay.
Because everything was going wrong, and you know, we're the royal family.
Was it obvious, or I mean, it was obvious, or did most people who were there, you know, it's kind of you work behind the scenes like I do, and it's like to anyone who was attending, they probably didn't notice, but to those who knows behind the scenes, what should have happened. Or was it obvious?
Asking me if something is obvious is kind of hard because I never know if I notice things because of experience or if it's just obvious.
Got
you know, if I see people kind of looking around to listen for that cue, to me, that's obvious.
Yes.
Other people may not pay attention to that. But
I got you.
Every job that I have requires paying attention to detail and picking up on cues and that type of thing. So I don't necessarily – It could have been, but for me, it definitely was, you know, it was a headache.
So is that because of all the things we were just talking about? There was no communication. There was no meeting with you. You were the sound engineer.
Mm-hmm.
None of that occurred prior to the event.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
We had people flown in and a totally different music.
Okay.
I think it was a music group that did the music, and it was just
no sound check, nothing.
Well, we had sound check, but our sound check was more of the wedding planning because no one discussed what's going to happen when.
Okay,
and that was the problem.
Okay,
so
okay,
we were trying to figure out, well, when does this happen? When was that happen? And it got so technical that I would start playing a song and then the band would pick up the song. And that's, you know, we would fade out of the music, but
right.
At what point?
Right.
So that was one for
okay.
The books.
All right. So what was one that was just like, oh, this was amazing?
I did you said it's a wedding. So I did a wedding last year sometime. And as high strung as the bride was, she was very detail oriented. And she let's meet about this. And I want this to happen here. I want the music at this level for
okay.
this particular reason. And it was all symphony.
Okay.
DSO.
Okay.
Did the
music.
They did the music.
Okay.
And it was great. It was a classical wedding.
Okay.
And it was refreshing to do and see. And they were maybe 23, 24.
Okay.
So someone, you know, I'm a little older than that now, but someone of that age, it's refreshing to see something done with tradition and class.
Okay.
A lot of times you know, it goes so far left field with weddings now.
Yes.
That you never know what to expect.
Yes. I mean, definitely. Yeah, you can guess. There are so, I mean, the industry is just full of just, every day I'm seeing something new, you know, whether, you know, social media,
right.
Just like, wow, you know, where are individuals getting these ideas? But I mean, I think the key to everything you just said for those who are listening is the fact that you got to have a communication. And even with individuals you're not even thinking of, right? You know, usually couples out there contracting with their photographer, their videographer, their florist, et cetera, and they don't even think about a sound engineer.
Right.
You know, for me, you know, at Oak Grove, it's all done through me. It really, I'm supposed to get it all and communicate with the sound engineer, but
And that may be a good idea to make the church your first stop or the venue your first stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they have house vendors that they work with all the time, that takes some of the legwork out for you.
Right.
Because if you have a photographer, and we all have our preferences of photographers and that type of thing, but if they have someone that they work with and you say, well, do you have some type of portfolio? Can I see some of your work? And there's somebody that they always do with. The rates may be better. There may be a lot of benefits for using the house's people.
Correct. Well, I know we're moving towards that direction. Hope I'm not being too premature in saying that. But, you know, you get, and this is going off topic, of course, but you get some vendors in there who don't respect the church.
Right.
You know, photographers and, you know, I know many a stories or many a times where pastors looking at me like, what is this photographer doing in the middle of his performing the ceremony? So absolutely.
And some people don't know. Each pastor is different. And a lot of times there is Hollywood as the bride at that point. So it's a battle of who's more important.
Right.
But some things bother one and they don't bother the other.
Right.
So you have to discuss what's important, what's not. I know some of the, I won't say pseudo planners, but some of the ushers at our church, they get worked up on things that the pastor really doesn't care about. He doesn't care if a photographer comes up in the pulpit and he's taking pictures as they're doing the ceremony. That doesn't bother him. But someone else, it may bother.
Yes.
So you definitely want to communicate to see if they have any hang-ups or anything. Well, not hang-ups, but if they have any preferences.
You're right, hang-ups. Preferences.
So that's important.
It is very important.
Definitely important.
Yeah. All right. Any last advice you give to anyone who's listening in and, you know, they're trying to get their wedding planning together and they hadn't even thought about this part? You're being the engineer you are. Any other last advice?
Communication. Yeah. Communication. Finding out what your venue has to offer, what's included, what's not included, but it's actually cheaper than going out and getting it on your own.
Yeah.
You'll find yourself, it saves you a lot of trouble. I actually did a wedding a couple years ago, and there was the director had her own technical director. So he handled all of the technical things that came along with the wedding. And she didn't worry about that at all. I think that was pretty cool.
Okay.
But just communication. And in this industry, like I said, we all know people. We get into other things aside from what you may see at face value. So a conversation may prove to be appropriate so that you may save some money or at least be put in the right direction.
Right.
When it comes to, what you're looking for, because you may know what you want, but not be able to articulate it.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I have to say.
Okay. I know. And, you know, this episode is going to air in February. But just for those, again, who are listening, I actually know of a couple, they just got engaged and they're literally all over the place. She didn't know he picked a date and he's picked a date and she didn't know. And
I'm do I know this?
Yes. Literally said to them in church this morning, stop what you're doing. Come sit down with me. Just, you know, no sales pitch or whatever, but let me just guide you on.
Yeah.
And let's talk about what you're trying to do. It's like you said, communication.
Every industry has it. You don't conduct a funeral without a funeral director.
Right.
You don't just give yourself medication. You have to go see a doctor. The doctor commonly does a consultation before he does anything.
That's so true.
When you go to the dealership, there's a salesman that says, well, what are you looking for?
Yes.
Well, you may want a Corvette, but there are four different types that you can get. So let me see what you – do you want it to just sit in the driveway or do you want – you know, are you looking to race with it? So always consult the person who is in that industry and you'll end up doing well.
You're going to need to be my, like, sales guy. That first part, that's so true. I never thought about that before. Every funeral has a funeral director.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice, do they?
No, that's a licensing thing. However, when families do try to do it on their own, they commonly mess up.
I don't know why that just hit me. Every funeral has a director. So why shouldn't every wedding have a director?
Yeah. When they try to do the funerals on their own and, you know, go to Costco to get caskets and that type of thing, they end up messing up.
Oh, my. Okay. Thank you, Everett. I so appreciate you. I'm serious. You have brought a whole nother topic. I can't wait to advertise this episode because we've talked about some stuff that, honestly, I don't usually have to talk to couples about because I'm usually at Oak Grove. I know what you either, whether you are the sound engineer or whoever else, I kind of know what we have and what we don't have. So I kind of work as the communicator between the two, right? As a mediator between the two. Yeah. But I know people listening to this have not thought about their sound engineer and miking themselves during the ceremony. Yeah.
One thing actually just came to mind that I forgot to mention. When you're selecting your music, you want to make sure that you pick songs based upon your wedding party. So if you have a short wedding party, it allows you to have maybe a shorter track. But if you have 10 or 11 people, 11 couples in your party, you need a track that's longer than, you know, 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes.
So that it doesn't have to continuously be looped and that type of thing. And even if you do it professionally, you can still tell that it's a repeat at some point. So make sure you pick music based upon the big picture and not just it's a nice song. And it may be a nice song and it may work well at the reception, but not necessarily in the wedding. So with that, do that.
I love that. That's a great takeaway as well. So keep in mind how large your wedding party is for the that's the processional music. So I've had weddings of 4. I've had weddings of 20. And so you have to pick a song that fits the length or the size of the individuals that have to make it down the aisle. And I'll add on to that is that also consider that you need a long enough song because you have to include the aisle. If you have an aisle runner, some couples are opting not to have an aisle runner, but you have to include that time for that aisle runner to be pulled as well. So great takeaway.
And for the string to come loose. For the aisle.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that.
That happens most times.
Not in my weddings because I pre-pull and tie and I have backups for that. Just like you have the backup to the music, I have the backups for the aisle runner.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you again, Everett. Hopefully, not hopefully, I know those who are listening to this episode are going to be informed. I hope you've taken notes. If you haven't, I'll have notes available on the web under this episode. Thank you, Everett, for being
here. It's been great being here.
Yay, thanks. This is Lori Lewis of The Director's Take. You can reach out to me on social media at The Direct Her, DIRECTHER, The Direct Her. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. So reach out, comment, let us know what you thought. Any other questions? If I can't answer them, I'll throw them over to Everett. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.